Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1, the FM talk station. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
A little more information about that Russian lady who gave birth to her 12th child, who came out a whopping 17 and a half pounds. That all her other babies, all the other 11 brothers and sisters, were about 11 pounds.
Well,
she just gives birth to big babies.
Babushkas. Bouncing babushka boys.
I know something about birthing big babies.
And Heidi said that you could never go back in there if you watched that happen. No, you can go back in, but you just couldn't stay in.
I need some resistance in here.
Hello!
Hello! Hello! Hello!
That just goes on forever, never stops. You know how big you were, Frosty, when you were born?
No, and as I said,
You're probably a little five-pound bag of sugar.
I've always heard I was small, which is weird because I'm not big. I don't know if I was I wasn't a preemie, but I don't know my weight. And again, I always find it weirdly fascinating how it's one of the first questions people always ask. More women than men are curious about the weight of a baby. But usually, Heidi has a baby, and your girlfriend's like, oh, how did it weigh?
Right.
I'm thinking, why even ask that silly question? Does it matter? Are you going to, what if she says you're going to respond with, ooh.
Oh.
So.
Ooh.
Are you secretly judging the child based on its weight? Why does it
kind
even
of.
Matter how much
but
it
I
weighs?
Healthy,
I guess. And then I think it's the one and only time, really, that you ever ask how much you weigh. You know, never when I go, how old are you? Oh, 34. Oh, how much do you weigh? I'd kill you.
No, but I'm with
Frosty
on this one.
It's the one time.
When they make the birth announcement, they send it to you, they were born on this day at this time, and this is their name. Really, that's all you need to know.
Right.
But he was
21 inches long.
Do I need to know 21 inches long?
No.
I mean, the height to weight ratio is, it was 17 pounds and 6 inches long. Well, ooh.
It's not like you're on the.
Unless it's like a visual where you're going to go, damn.
Yeah, right, if it's really unusual.
21 and 7 pounds, I'm. Okay.
That sounds right.
That sounds like a baby.
If it's something for Ripley's, believe it or not, either because it's amazingly big or incredibly small, then tell us. Otherwise, who cares?
Yeah.
It's not like you're shopping for a sports car and asking what options it has, so you can go ooh and aw.
Mm-hmm.
A baby is a baby. It's going to weigh between this and that. It's going to have arms, legs, and hopefully no tail. That's all I need to know. Did it have a tail? I want to know if it had a tail.
That is funny. You guys have a point.
How much did you weigh, Heidi?
8 pounds, 9 ounces.
Actually, I think I was 9 pounds, 8 ounces.
And I'm not sure. Oh, we're like soulmates reversed. I don't know how long I was. I don't remember that. But I remember it's 8 pounds, 9 ounces.
I wasn't very long. I was very sick.
My brother. Nothing's changed.
Girthy baby.
My brother was 10, so my mom's was
10.
Yeah, she's.
But what does that mean?
Yeah, I remember. Well,
he was.
Yeah,
a
it's an odd question to ask because the only person who really needs to care about the weight of the baby is the dad.
Right.
Because he's, like you said, that's pretty much his hallway.
How much did your daughter weigh?
I don't know. I wasn't even there.
Well, I know,
yeah,
but
actually, she weighed about 37 pounds.
With six-year-old blood,
I first laid my eyes on my little princess.
Aww.
Yeah, and I remember I went home for like my mom and dad's anniversary, one of the big ones. I think it's 40 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was taking me back to the airport, and we're driving together, and I just the two of us, and I said, "So, are you surprised?" That at all, that, you know, you made it 40 years. I mean, you probably had some good times, bad times, just trying to get, like, advice. And he goes, actually, I am. I'm surprised that your mother and I made it to 40. Mm. Really? Why? He said, well, after she had you, you ruined her. He told me that.
Well, that's a load for a kid to carry.
I ruined her. He's like, yeah, your head.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
After you, she was never the same. And it was hard.
He told you
there
this.
Were tough times.
Oh,
because I ruined
God.
My mom's vagina. Now I just don't think he cares, but
some people would have to have years of therapy to get over that. That's the sort of stuff that comes out under hypnosis.
Yeah.
My father's always hated me because I ruined his wife's vagina.
I mean, I always had a big head, and I was always kind of self-conscious of it because when I was Little League, actually it was T-ball, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, passing out the uniforms. And they weren't even really uniforms. There was just the shirt and the hat. Mm-hmm. You wore your own tough skins.
Right.
Jeans.
Yeah, jeans to play baseball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're passing out the hats. They give me mine, and put it on my head, and it looks like they had the baseball hats at Dairy Queen.
I remember that.
To put ice cream in. It looked like Sundays sitting on my head.
Looked like a yarmulke.
I looked like the team's mascot.
Oh, that's funny.
And were they worried? The coach like takes off my head and readjusts it. Puts it back in my head, still too small. Okay, let me sit on the last nipple.
Oh, that's even more embarrassing.
Puts it on there and it's still sitting up there high. Look good, coach? Look good? So he goes and talks to the assistant coach. What are we going to do? Frank's hat doesn't fit. They had to get me a coach's hat. I would order me a special hat.
Was it different than all the other kids?
No, but I mean, it was like...
You could tell it's an adult.
I was the one on the field with no hat on. Why is that kid wearing a hat? Well... He's got a big cranium.
He's Jewish. It's a baseball yarmulke.
It's abnormally large in the melon area.
Do you know if your parents were worried that you may have a deformed
head? Yeah, my mom took me to the hospital because I didn't walk till I was three.
Because your head was too heavy and big?
I took my first steps around my head. There was like that little path. My head was in the middle. I just walked around it.
I want to see pictures.
Did they ever consider tying helium-filled balloons to your hair to keep your head aloft? Didn't think that, did
strengthen
I?
Your neck.
I need a hot air balloon more right. than a helium balloon. Yeah, they took me to the hospital and worried.
But you were
and he's like, no, hell. That was my pediatrician, Dr. Scully, which you went in there for anything. He always touched your balls.
Oh, him, yes.
Might want to have him checked out.
All right, you got a little, I think you got an ear infection. Now let me feel your testicles.
Cough.
Yeah, I always thought everything was connected to my testicles because he always checked that.
Explains a lot.
And he said, no, he's healthy. He's like, he does have a big-ass head, and he grows to fit it. He'll be 7'2", just doing the mm-hmm. rain. He'll be 7'2".
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Dr. Scully was
how
off.
My life would be different if I was 7'2"?
I can't imagine you, Seb. I think... Anyone 7 feet tall, don't you have an inflated view of yourself anyway? Because you think, look at me, I'm Thor.
No, I'd be in the
boom,
NBA.
Boom, boom.
Not necessarily. Well, just because you're tall doesn't mean you play basketball.
Right.
I got skills.
You do?
Yes. I loved playing basketball. I was always too tiny.
Huh. If only you'd matched your head.
Frank, you did get back at your mother at the 5th birthday show. You gave a graphic description of what your father said on stage with your mother there.
Yeah, she was there for that.
With a spotlight on her, if I recall.
Yeah, there she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone's picturing
Mama
her.
Mama Meat Curtains.
It's amazing. With my mother, who's so sweet and virginal and from the 50s, you have to spell sex and whisper it and leave off the X at the end.
Right.
And then you're talking about your mom to your mom graphically in front of a crowd of 800 people.
That's what booze will do.
But seriously, you were insecure about your big head? Because
well,
you don't seem
you
like
see
an insecure guy.
People whispering about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was like, hey, look good, coach. And then football came around.
Yeah.
All right, let's pass out the helmets. Oh. Here we go again. Yeah. It won't even go over the top of my head. All right. So they had to call the NFL. Let's order Frank a helmet.
Yeah.
So all the other kids just had like that gray, spongy looking stuff in, as far as the cushion inside the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the Rydell separate sponges. I had a professional helmet with a gigantic mask on it. When I was little, I looked like that kid on Mad Max. Remember the kid with the boomerang?
I don't remember
that. With the big hair. You don't remember the kid with the boomerang?
All
he did was like growl. Okay. Mel Gibson movie?
Mad
Max,
right?
I'm not sure. I didn't see Mad Max. I didn't see that for some reason.
Well, people who did see it are
I'm
laughing.
Aware of it. But
I looked like that kid in high school.
Oh, God.
So your shoulders and everything were normal, small little kid size. You still don't have, well, you're okay now, but you didn't have wide shoulders. So your head was the size of what, a sixth grader on a toddler's body?
Like a lollipop?
No, my head was the size of a man, an adult man.
On a little kid.
A coach's hat, yeah. a helmet from the NFL.
I'd be worried you were a dwarf or whatever they call it. Did they test you for dwarfism? Aren't those the ones with little heads?
Test me for everything.
Or little bodies and big heads?
Yeah. Well, like, they have an adult-sized head. If they're sitting down, they look like an adult, but as they stand up, then they have a small body and small arms. But it's amazing to me, Frank, because you could have gone the other way. Like, you... After the baseball incident or the Little League incident, you could have just said, it's too embarrassing. I don't want to go through that, and I'm not going to get involved in anything because it's going to be embarrassing. Go, I'm trying to get the helmet on. But you didn't. You were just like, well, hey, I got to go. I got to do it. So that's good. It's good that you went through that, I think, because it makes you the man you are today.
I wear hats a lot. If you go to like pictures on our website, I got a hat on all the time. It's not because I'm losing my hair. It's just I found a hat that'll fit, and I'm celebrating it every single day. Like, I love this hat. It fits.
So don't give Frank a cap. He probably won't be able to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it draw more attention to your big head, though, if you wear a cap?
I don't know. You guys say I look like a lollipop.
Yeah.
Walking around.
Mm-hmm. You're a tiny little hiney.
Like, really? I look like from behind, I look like I got a gigantic head.
Well, yeah, you can tell. I mean, I'm used to seeing you for 20 years, so maybe I'm used to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if someone just met you, I'm guessing one of the first things they would think of after you'd left was, wow, that head didn't match that body.
Yeah, I bet if I was normal head size, that I'd be 10 pounds lighter. I got 10 pounds extra head.
Here's a Photoshop assignment for all you people who like to do that for our website, frostyheidiandfrank.com. Take a photo of Frank. Shrink his head down to what it should be. Because we're used to seeing with this enlarged head. His head takes up...
the room.
Yeah, pretty much most of the room.
Between your gut and my head, there's really no room in here.
Shave about 30 to 40% off of his head and stick that back on his body, and let's see if he looks normal then.
Hmm.
As opposed to the deformed Frank walking.
Well, we all have things about us, though. I mean, you know that you're insecure about... You're not insecure about it anymore, though, are you?
No, hell, I can give a damn.
Yeah, you don't care anymore.
Like, and I never realized... Sorry, Frank. I never realized how big your head was because I used to sit... You faced me, and then at the old place, I sat back you, and I said, damn, your head is big.
Yeah,
you never notice it when you look at him, but from behind, you can't see around him.
So people in theaters behind you are really annoyed by you.
Well, another time I was embarrassed. I was out here in L.A. and had a buddy who worked on the show Charmed. And he's like, hey, want to come down and be an extra? I was like, sure. I
can
down see Alyssa Milano and all the girls hang out. And... Greg Shoemaker's going to be here in a second.
Yeah.
And the scene, they had me on the street. I was going to be walking down the sidewalk towards the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going to be in focus. The focus was going to be the three girls playing the witches behind me walking down the sidewalk talking. I was just a guy on the sidewalk. Okay, they shoot the scene. Here I am. Okay, I just walk like I'm normal, like Frosty. I walk like I'm normal, you know, high shouldering it because that's how everybody walks.
Yeah, right. The extra overdoing the walk.
Yeah.
Walk.
And the director,
God. Oh, God.
Why?
Can we get a different extra? We can't see the girls behind his head.
Oh, no.
Three. Well, I mean, they are tiny girls. I'll give them that much. But Jesus Christ, you couldn't see the stars of the show because my head was in the way.
Did you get all uppity? I have a name, and my name is Big Head Frank.
And I'm on.
How dare you call me an extra?
What, your claim to fame, though?
I've always been a fan of Big Head Todd the Monster, just for the name alone.
Your claim to fame, though, is your head hid Alyssa Milano. Hey. That's a pretty good claim to fame.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You could probably show a movie on the back of your head if you put a white hood on.
Just on my forehead. Just drive your cars up, and we'll just do a show on my forehead.
Good. At least, can you imagine if some other body part, if maybe you had one giant right arm that hung down to your foot? It could be worse.
If I could choose a giant body part, it wouldn't have been my skull. Seriously.
I gotcha.
Yeah, okay, let's all write down the body part. If we could choose one that were enlarged more than normal.
Do you really think we need to write these down?
Well,
I'll bet I'm going to write down. I got cursed with very large testicles, too.
Well, you're just stealing everything then, aren't you? Okay, what would you choose?
That's a curse, though.
Oh! I wrote down...
Hey!
My brain.
My ass.
You want a larger brain?
Yeah, that would mean bigger head.
See, you're going for the basal carnal penis stuff. I want a big brain.
You want a brain?
Like Craig Shoemaker.
I want some courage. Oh, there
you go. Only had a brain.
What's up, Craig?
I was losing it. You're telling my story.
You had a large head, too.
Yeah, and I can't believe I never noticed it. Because I usually notice the fellow big head people.
I never noticed on you either.
Well, you know you drive a car and it's a certain type of car and you give someone the high beams, you know, when it's the same car.
It's so dumb.
We do that with big heads.
Right.
This, that.
You kind of give them the nod. Yeah.
I
understand you, brother. The human eclipse.
I see it now. It's almost
worst.
As long as your torso is, like from shoulder to waist, that's the size your chin.
Oh, thanks
forehead.
For describing my
I'm just saying.
My anamorphic body or whatever.
No, I was driving to work the other day and by a window and the reflection of the car and me driving, and you always check yourself out and see how you look.
Yeah.
And my head was taken up the entire driver's side window. I'm like, I look that big because you can't see my body in the car. All people can see is my gigantic head.
I don't think there's enough discussion about big heads.
Really?
I think we are an underappreciated group of people.
We've tried to discuss head on this show all the time.
They should hear about diseases and all this stuff or fundraisers. How about for the big head people?
You should do a comic relief for the big heads.
Exactly. And we get a Big Head Todd headline. My sister used to call me the human eclipse. She would be sunbathing, and she goes, what happened to the sun? Oh, my brother walked by.
Oh, my God.
Were you a big baby when you came out of your mom? Did you ruin your mom like I ruined mine?
Yeah, I heard that on the way in. I can't believe you would do that.
I didn't know I did.
No, I mean, not that you would do that, ruining your mother, but that you would say it to your mother.
Yeah.
In front of 800 people.
In front of about 800 people.
Yeah, that's...
Because they were there that night, and I was honoring them, you know.
Honoring, that's quite an honor. Yeah, I want you to honor me someday.
They're proud.
No, I am very much of... And my son actually inherited this, too. And when he came
Mine
out...
Too.
When he came out, I was just like, I was just going, oh, my God. And meanwhile, you know, my ex-wife, you know, she's going, oh, I can't take it anymore. I'm going, oh, yes, you can. That's been confirmed.
I might have something going on.
It's not 9 pounds with a fat head on the end. That's a true story.
Now, were you worried?
By the way, you don't have a boy, right?
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Here's something that's big. When a boy is born, the entire sackage area is huge.
Yeah.
He can already be on a toilet and tea bag. He's got these tea baggers and he's just born. I was going over to the hospital. Get in here, look at my son. Get in here. He's a freak of nature.
Yeah, I think all boys have the giant scrotum in the beginning.
Do.
I had
Why?
A buddy.
And then you're, as a dad, you're always like hoping for the matching set.
There's some syndrome or something, though. There's some disease. I don't know if it's a disease or just something that some babies have. One of my buddies had a boy that his came out full junk. Had like adult man penis,
Whoa.
Testicles, hair.
What?
No, not hair.
The hair I made
hair.
Out. But it was full junk. It wasn't just the enlarged scrotum from being born.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe, you know.
It was embarrassing.
And by the way, I got to tell you something. I'm looking at you in a whole other way right now. I actually can't even look at you.
Really? Because of my head?
Yeah. I'm like looking at it going, oh, my God.
It's hard not to look at him. He's usually in your field of vision if you're thinking anywhere near
it's
him.
Like a character from Johnny Quest. You really do have a large?
I know.
Is it mine's over 8.
Oh, no, you got me beat.
I'm an 8.
I'm 7'8".
I have it on the last rung. It's on the last rung where it's actually...
And that's so embarrassing. From behind...
It's like a hinge.
Yeah.
You know, on the adjustable hat, it's like a hinge. They always go adjustable fast, all sizes.
He never wears adjustable.
And by the way, why don't they make a size for us?
I was going to write hat companies.
Write the hat companies.
Start your own. Start
your own. Call Tangle.
XL hat.
Why not just make your own company?
Yeah,
like
fathead hats. There's money to be made.
That's
here.
Awesome.
I'm telling you, there's something to be. You and I, the big head people, are going to go in on this. And there's other people. Oh, by the way, did you know there's an advantage to having a big head?
What's that?
There's a theory. There's a big head theory that television and movie stars have big heads. And if you go throughout history, Humphrey Bogart, Clark Gable, giant units. And I met Clint Eastwood. Wow.
Really?
Oh, it's like a pumpkin on a broomstick. It's unbelievable. This guy's got a big, giant.